Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
The search for the grim secret of the Death Ray now lay somewhere in the wilds well to the north of Rio. There, the mysterious Chaco had gone to find the ruins of an ancient civilization, said to be the abode of strange lights that never go out. My Rio contact, Sir Giles Davenport, had chartered a seaplane to take us there. The pilot, a burly, brooding American, called Herman Nagel. Odd things happened when first I saw the plane. Helena Jensen suddenly appeared and warned me against someone. And that someone seemed to be the chappie who came onto the scene just as she made off, my former school chum, Roger Deauville. But now, with the seaplane riding some 50 yards from the jetty, Deauville himself was warning me against another person.
In these parts, Carson, old boy, one learns to keep one's mouth shut. But you being such an old friend and so on...
Understood, Roger. Appreciate much.
And as I said, it would be breaking a confidence were I to reveal where I got the whisper. This, Nagel fellow isn't to be trusted.
Howsoever, struck me as straight shooter.
Only when it comes to using his fists, Bruce.
Yes, rather imagine that from build, size of hands, general attitude.
I wouldn't trust myself from here back to Rio with him, let alone some jaunt. You said you were doing a survey for your company.
So? You know, what chances of opening up new cattle areas?
There's not much chance of running cattle where you're going.
I don't think so, huh?
Blind Freddy could tell you that.
Yeah. Though, don't recall telling you where I was going, Archie.
From the general rumor, Bruce, I gathered it was north somewhere.
This general rumor, most intriguing.
I tried to tell you. I run a travel agency. I hear things.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I shouldn't be blabbing it all to you. But for old time's sake and that sort of thing...
Yes, as I said, appreciate most. But what's friend Herman been up to? Smuggling or some such?
You might say. Though, if you don't mind, I'd sooner not go into it. The fellow's a stranger to me, personally. I just know of him, and I wouldn't trust him.
All right, Roger. I won't. Howsoever, I must get back to town.
I can't give you a lift, can I?
No, I borrowed the Rolls from my friend, Sir Giles.
I noticed it parked at the back of the sheds. Care to join me in a knock-in back in the city?
Well, if you don't mind, old chap, I've got to get arrangements fixed for the jaunt. Also, I must have another word with friend Herman Nagel.
And then I'll leave you to it. Best of luck, Bruce.
Thanks, Roger. Seems I'll be needing it. Well, Nagel, I dare say you're wondering what's been going on.
Why should I, Mr. Carson?
Well, woman appears from nowhere, rushes off, then an old friend of mine arrives on scene.
Listen, Mr. Carson. I figured we got something straight. I mind my own business. You mind yours.
Well, howsoever, I just thought you might be wondering what it was all about.
If I wonder, I keep it to myself.
Oh, stout fella.
If you really want me to say something, then that dame was really smooth. I guess I'd like to let loose an arrow from a crazy pipe and have a cookie like that pop up from behind a packing case. Does that suit you?
Admirably. Howsoever, wondering if you'd seen that chappie before. Roger Deauville, you know.
I don't know. And if I did, I wouldn't be telling you. If I figured I wouldn't trust him, then I wouldn't be telling you either. And if I reckoned you ought to be warned against him, I still wouldn't be telling you. Now, Mr. Carson, does that suit you?
So, old chap, you make yourself very plain. Well, I'll be getting along. Goodbye for now. Friend Herman Nagel had something to hide, all right. Though he made it very plain that my ever-so-smooth school chum, Roger Deauville, was known to him and not to be trusted. As I drove back to Rio through the glittering afternoon between the blue and gold of sea and shore, I pondered on it all. Distrust was rife. The beautiful Elena warns me against Deauville, then Deauville against Nagel, and finally Nagel against Deauville himself. As Sir Giles remarked when we settled down at his apartment...
Well, Carson, at least it's two against one.
Which means dear Rogers one to be suspected most.
Men alive, they're all to be suspected.
Even Herman Nagel?
As a precaution, yes.
But he was recommended by your commander friend, the explorer chappie.
Indeed, and Julius Grant assured me that he is most reliable. But then Julius is the armchair explorer these days. Spends most of his time with a hidden book or poring over a map of some sort.
I'll tell you this much, Sir Giles. This Nagel has something to hide.
Well, according to Julius, he's a rough diamond. He's struck nothing but setbacks since his barnstorming days in aviation.
Never know. Could be something more.
There's something more I'd like to know. How did Miss Helena Jensen come to be down at the aircraft base?
Oh, she said it was a moment of schoolgirlish abandon. Decided to follow me in her sports car. Though she chose an odd way to creep up on me.
How was that, Carson?
Well, I was talking to Nagel. She was crouching down behind empty packing cases on the jetty.
Snooping on you?
Seems, yeah.
What they'll be up to next. But how did you deal with her?
With this.
And I say, old fellow.
Anything wrong, sir?
Those dashed pipes of yours always get a start when you go dragging them out of your pockets.
That's an Afghan job, sir.
Yes, I know. Shoot a spring arrow or some such. But please don't go meddling with it.
I won't, sir. However, to Nagel's bewilderment, I took aim at a figure stenciled on packing case, let arrow loose. Plunk! Out came fair Helena.
She'd need to have some sort of excuse for that.
And came out fighting and saying is... Though I had a glimpse of the real Helena. Rather tender, as I've imagined, behind all that prim front.
You're determined she'll turn out to be an innocent soul, Carson, aren't you?
Well, so the fact was, we were getting along splendidly. Howsoever, she panicked all of a sudden, spotted Deauville in distance, rushed off, telling me he wasn't to be trusted.
How very curious.
A moment later, Roger shouts to me, then saunters onto jetty.
Had he seen her, Carson?
He didn't say. I rather fancy not.
What does it all mean?
Well, sir, as I thought at time, I introduced Helena and friend Roger.
Yes, so you did, at her antique shop.
So, though at the time, if you recall, I had a feeling they knew one another. They were not letting on.
So you said. But where's the link?
Possibly rivals.
It could well be. Miss Jensen, and with all due respects to your admiration for her, was at one time a British agent.
True, sir. Though hard to imagine her indulging in double dealings with another power.
We have that direct from the Thames Embankment, my dear fellow.
So, sir.
Indeed, that seems to be the only possible answer. Miss Jensen and Deauville are rivals, just as we are rivals, too, in this very bewildering horror hunt. But why did she warn you?
And that's it. And why did Roger warn me against Herman Nagel?
Still bewildering.
It could be, sir, that Deauville doesn't want me to go looking for the sight of those fabulous lights. And possibly another of our scientists.
I feel that's the only explanation we can make. But by the same token, if Miss Jensen warns you against Roger Deauville, then she wants you to make this investigation. You must admit that.
Yes, I do, sir.
They're coming at us from every direction.
Sir. So many things pulling at a fellow, he feels like a puppet on a string. But if Angelo's not fit yet...
He'll be quite well enough to set off in the morning.
Well, that leaves me plenty of time to drop in on Helena and talk things over.
No, Carson.
But why not find out why she told me not to trust Deauville?
You never know what further trouble it may cause you. Let's keep our eye on the primary objective, the ruins that this mysterious Charco went searching for. Let's concentrate for the moment on finding our third scientist and getting somewhere with this hunt for the death ray secret.
Well, whatever you say, sir. Though I would dearly love to see the creature again.
I'll bet you would. Now what?
Care for me to answer, sir?
No, I have it. Hello?
Monsieur Sir Giles?
Monsieur Sir Giles.
Oh, it's fair.
You take it, Carson, like a good fella.
Right, sir.
Monsieur Sir Giles?
Bruce here, fair. Sir Giles guessed who owned the sweet voice and handed the phone over immediately.
He acts so strange.
Oh, didn't think so.
Cross with me.
Oh, how could he be cross with you? How could any man?
Oh, Monsieur Bruce, I not understand men at all. They give me such trouble.
Well, how so?
You are the only one to whom I know I am able to turn.
Now what's been going on?
I am being pursued again by a man.
Oh, so that's it.
One of the loud dressers, you know the kind. They drive me away from El Rocco with all their horrible stares at my dancing. Now they follow me to Blanca Tulipa. It upset me so much. Tonight, perhaps, you are able to call for me and escort me safely to my home.
Tonight? Well,
No, Carson, no.
Please, Monsieur Bruce.
Look, Faye, I have another appointment, but...
With the red-haired Hetty?
Oh, no.
Then it is the one who is fair and cold.
No, it isn't Elena Jansen either. It's just an appointment, business contact, you know? Now, you forget all about the loud dresses. Think of your dancing. I'll do my best to be there.
Oh, you are so kind, Monsieur Bruce. I see you later.
I hope so. Bye for now.
Carson, forget about this.
It's not so easy, Sir Giles.
I'd say that Mademoiselle Corelli was phoning to check on your movements. And tonight there may well be something to hamper those movements. That is, if you go dropping into that cabaret again.
Well, I more or less said I'd be there.
You please yourself, Carson. But Angelo will be ready to leave in the morning, bless his black heart. I wouldn't advise you to pay any farewell calls, despite the great charms of your dancer friend, of Miss Jensen, or Miss Hetty Fitzhenry.
Oh, perhaps I won't, Sir Giles. Howsoever, seems such a waste. Yes, it did seem a waste, especially when I had a night to spare. But I left the old boy and decided to take his advice. Walked most of the way back to my hotel, intending to go straight up to the suite and have an early night. But just before I reached the hotel entrance, someone caught up with me.
Monsieur Bruce!
Great heavens, Faye!
Oh, Monsieur Bruce, to find you like this, it is a deliverance. I am hastening to your hotel for protection.
From a man?
Oui. I am being pursued.
By a loud dresser?
No. This time not so loud.
Well, that's a change, anyway.
You do not believe me?
Faye, my dear, I adore seeing you any time, but this pursued business is wearing a trifle thin.
I do not tell you lies, Monsieur Bruce. He does follow me. Even still, I am able to see him.
All right, my dear. Where?
Upon the opposite side of the street. He stops with a cigarette in his mouth under the second stripe awning.
The second stripe awning?
A big man, Monsieur Bruce.
What?
You see him?
So. And he was following you?
Oui.
Well, at least we know who he is. But why should that particular character be following you?
How can I answer? I never see him before.
The trouble is, I have. American pilot, Herman Nagel. For once, it seemed that a man really was pursuing our exotic French-Italian dancer. Herman Nagel, the American pilot. It seemed that yet another person was playing us false in the grim struggle of Operation Death Ray.